Blog Talk Radio.
Praises, all glory, and all honor unto the mighty Elohim, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Yahweh, and praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to be able to bring you another beautiful program of Nothing But the Truth. I'm your host this evening, or this night, Mori Isha Yisrael of the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street. And it's a great blessing to be able to bring you one of Yah's messages here on Nothing But the Truth. We'd like to say Shabbat Shalom to everyone that is tuning in via internet or telephone on Blog Talk Radio. We know that the only reason that you are listening and watching is because of your great fear and love toward the mighty Yah. Again, we're here to bring you nothing but the truth of Yahweh. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea. Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, and the only king, and the only redeemer and savior of Yisrael and the world. Yahweh is the King of kings, the Elohim of Elohims, the Elohim of knowledge, the giver of life, the Elohim of truth. Out of Yah's mouth cometh wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And we are going to teach and speak about the mighty Elohim, who is Yah and Yah alone. Tonight's program will be about Yahweh's servants. And there's many different aspects we can teach about Yahweh's servants. Because Yahweh will, let me show you. It's in the book of Amos, the third chapter. And in the book of Amos, the third chapter, we'll start reading at the seventh verse of Amos chapter 3. And it reads in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he reveals his secret unto his servants, the prophets. See, he doesn't do anything that he doesn't reveal unto his servants, the prophets. When Yahweh is about to do something to affect this creation that he has created, especially his people, he will reveal it unto his servants, the prophets. You won't read about anything that Yahweh has done in the earth that he didn't reveal unto his servants, the prophets, aforetime. Therefore, there's many things we can speak about when it comes to Yahweh's servants, because Yahweh used his servants to do his work. That's why they are called servants. What is a servant? A servant is somebody who works, who does for another party. A servant has a master. A servant does works for someone or something else. And Yahweh has servants. And Yah's servants have to have a particular spirit. They have to be in a certain way. You can't just be or call yourself a servant of Yah, but you don't possess the right criteria to be a servant of Yah. And I'm going to teach on a certain very integral part of being Yahweh's servant. Because many of us would like to believe that we are Yah's servants. And why do many of us want to believe we are Yah's servants? Let me show you. It's in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. We're going to go to Isaiah chapter 43. We're going to begin reading. I'll start reading at verse 7. It states, Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. So first off, anyone and everyone that is called by Yahweh's name has been created for Yahweh's glory. You're Yahweh's servant. So that's why you want to believe you're Yahweh's servant. Yahweh said, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. You were made for the purpose to glorify Yah. Let all, verse 8, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this? and shew us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is truth. Yea, ye are my witnesses, saith Yah, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Elohim form, neither shall there be after me. I am Yah, and besides me there is no Savior. So if you're Yah's servant, you want to witness to the fact that there is no other power but Yah. You want to witness to the fact you know, believe, and understand that he is Elohim, that there is none before him, and there is none after him, and that he is Yahweh, and that there is no other Savior. So you want to believe that you're Yah's servant because you want to believe you were chosen to be this witness and the servant. But Yahweh said, my servant who I have chosen. And let me show you a little bit more what he means by that. In Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, it says, behold, my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. That's very important that we understand what Yahweh just said right there. He said, look, my servant, behold, pay attention, my servant, whom I, Yahweh, uphold. And then he gets more descriptive. My elect, meaning out of all, he elect this one, in whom my soul delighted. He said, I have put my spirit on him. He shall bring forth judgment unto the Gentiles. Why? Because this is the one he elected. This is the one he chose. This is the one his soul delights in. So how is Yahweh's soul going to delight in you? How do you know Yahweh put his spirit on you to be his servant? Just because you're an Israelite doesn't mean you are the servant he elected. How do I know that? Go to the book of Proverbs. In the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter, you're going to see what Yahweh let us know. In Proverbs chapter 16, we'll begin reading at verse 4, it says here, Yahweh hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. What does that let you know? That lets you know if you choose wickedness, you're for Yahweh's days of evil. That's what he's going to use you for. That's how you're going to serve him. And do you want to serve him in that capacity? No, because Yahweh only uses the wicked for one kind of thing, and that is evil things. And he doesn't want to give the evil man the glory of righteousness. And because Yahweh made Israel for his glory, as Maury Elisha taught me, Yahweh has made Israel for his honor, and he's going to get his honor, or you're going to give him his dishonor. And he's going to use you for either purpose. And we want to be used for what Yahweh told us to be used for. And let me show you what that is. It's in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, we'll begin reading at verse 15. Yahweh says, see, I have set before you this day life and good, and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love Yahweh thy Elohim, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and Yahweh thy Elohim shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away to worship other deities and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whither thou goest to possess it over Jordan, whither thou goest to possess it. Yahweh is letting you know you will either live this beautiful life that he has prepared for you, or you will die in a terrible manner. And you don't want to die like that. You want to live a good life. You want to live a holy life. And you want to live the life of Yah's righteous servant. So what does Yah's servant have to do? Let me show you. Let me begin showing you first about some things that Yah's servants have done and the effect of it. Go to the book of Hosea, the fourth chapter. In Hosea chapter 4, begin reading at the first verse where it says, "Hear ye the word of Yahweh, ye children of Israel. For Yah hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of Elohim in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Does that not sound like our communities, where you hear the multitude of swearing? Where you hear the multitude of lying? Where you see the multitude of killings? And the multitude of stealing? And the multitude of adulteries? And now blood touches blood. It's just running with blood. And now you see, this is because there is no truth. Truth has been vacated from our communities. And mercy is not exalted, because the knowledge of Elohim has not been taught. Verse 3 says, "Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of the heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive, nor reprove another, for thy people as they that strive with the priest. For thy people are as they that strive with the priest." It's like you're going against the priest who's set up to know more than you. You're fighting against something you're not going to win. "Therefore thou shalt fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother." Why did the Most High prescribe this evil against us? Verse 6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest unto me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy Elohim, I will also forget thy children." And you see, this is why we have the dysfunction amongst us today. Because the people that are supposed to be Yahweh's servants has rejected knowledge. And Yahweh has forgotten our children. And our children are taught in the art of swearing, in the art of lying, in the art of killing, in the art of stealing, in the art of adultery, in the art of abomination. Our children are taught in this. And Yahweh is waiting for his servant to stand up and uphold his law. But you see, you can't reject knowledge if you're going to be Yah's servant. Yahweh's servant does not reject the knowledge of Elohim. As a matter of fact, this is what Yahweh's servant does. In Hosea the 6th chapter, in Micah the 6th chapter, we'll begin reading in the 8th verse. It's a little sticky. Micah chapter 6, verse 8 says, "He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth Yahweh require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Elohim." And this, brothers and sisters, is absolutely necessary to be our servant. You have to do justly. You have to love mercy. And without a shadow of a doubt, to be our servant, the third thing that Yahweh tells you you must do is walk humbly with your Elohim. And that, brothers and sisters, is absolutely important. Let me show you what it says in Psalms 138. See, a servant, a Yah, has many responsibilities. But in order to be that chosen, to be that elect, to be the one whom his soul delighteth, you got to do what he told you to do. And the one thing that Yah's people have a problem doing is being humble. We have a problem with humility. But if we're going to be Yah's servant, we need to love humility. And look in the book of Psalms 138, verse 1 says, "I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the Elohim will I sing praise unto thee." Is he talking about before the false deities? No, he's talking about before Yah's people. Yah's people are the Elohim. But you cannot let that title make you haughty. Just because Yahweh said you are Elohim doesn't mean you above him. Yah said, hold this Psalms 138 and go to Deuteronomy the 10th chapter. Yahweh says this in Deuteronomy 10. We'll begin reading at verse 14. In Deuteronomy, verse 10, verse 14, it says, "Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is Yahweh's, thy Elohim." Even though Yahweh called you and said that you are Elohim, he is your El. Yahweh is your power. The earth also, with all that therein is, only Yahweh had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you, above all people, as it is this day. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked, for Yahweh, your Elohim, Yahweh Eloheka, that's what that is saying. Because I don't want you to think Because some of you very intelligent people know that Elohim is a plural form. But it will read Yahweh Eloheika, meaning your power, not your powers. Your power, Yahweh Eloheika, is Elohim of Elohim and Master of Masters, the great Elohim, a mighty and terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. You see, even though, as we go back to Psalms 138, even though Yahweh acknowledges you as Elohim, you're not the big Elohim. You're the little Elohim. And we need to understand that. But before you can even wear the honor and wear the prestige and the privileged identity of being an Elohim, you got to understand what it takes to possess that power. Yahweh says, or Yahweh's servant says in Psalms 138 and 1, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the Elohim will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth and for thy for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Yah, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of Yahweh, for great is the glory of Yah. Though Yah be high, yet he hath respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Letting you know, if you want to know what it is to be humble, that's what it is. Lowly. Yahweh respects the lowly, but the proud he knows all the way over there. If Yahweh was coming to the park to hang with his crew, he would go to the ones that are lowly, that are humble, that are seeking Yah, that are seeking righteousness, that are seeking meekness. He will go to the ones that are helping the poor, that are finding out how they can help the widow and the fatherless and the Levite and the stranger. He wouldn't go over to the crowd that's being haughty, that don't want nothing to do with the lowly. And you would say, why is this great Elohim sitting with the lowly? Not with the sinners, but with the lowly. I know the New Testament teaches you that JC was amongst the sinners. But that's not who Yahweh is amongst. He's with the lowly, because the sinners continue to sin as if there's no tomorrow. And look what it says in the book of Isaiah, the 57th chapter, just to show you what humble is. How do you know if you're humble or not? If you lift it up, then you're not being humble. In Isaiah 57 and 15, it says, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity. And this is why he's high and lofty. Because he can. He has the ability to inhabit forever. Can you do that? Can you fathom that? Do you know how he does it? Do you know what that means? Do you know what that looks like? Of course you don't, because it's not for us to inhabit eternity. It's not for us to be high and lofty. Yahweh is the high and lofty one. If there was more than one that is high and lofty, then you would never see this written. But there's only one that's high and lofty. For behold, the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. That's who Yahweh resides with. That's who Yahweh dwells with. He said his place is high, it's holy, but it's also with the lowly. Look what Yahweh shows you in Psalms 50. Because you cannot be lowly without doing this. In Psalms 50. And knowing this. First verse, it says, the mighty Elohim, even Yahweh hath spoken, and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty. Elohim have shined, our Elohim shall come, and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. That's who he's calling. See, a haughty, lifted up, prideful person is not concerned with making sacrifices. They're not concerned with giving up things, because that's what a sacrifice is, giving up something. And what are you giving up if you're haughty? You already up. You already high. You already lifted up. You don't want to give up anything else. The only thing a high and lofty and haughty and prideful and arrogant person wants to give up is nothing. They don't give up nothing. That's why they selfish. That's why Yahweh don't deal with the prideful. Because they're selfish. Because they concern with only themselves. Because they want to do only the things they want to do. If it's a sacrifice, it's the sacrifice for themselves, not for nobody else, not for no one else. A high and lofty and haughty and arrogant and prideful person is not going to make a sacrifice for Yahweh. You tell a haughty person you have to make a sacrifice for the Most High. You got to give up the wicked doings that you've been doing. You got to give up being a whoremonger. A haughty, high and lofty and arrogant and prideful person, they're not going to stop being a whoremonger. They're not going to stop doing that. Why would they? They like doing that. It makes them feel haughty, high, lofty, prideful, and arrogant, and lifted up. They pride themselves in how many women they can abuse. But Yahweh will bring you down anyway. Nevertheless, a saint must make the sacrifice. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for Elohim is judge himself. Selah. And don't you see that the Most High is the only Elohim? He is the only judge. How is it that Yahweh said, walk humbly with your Elohim, yet you don't want to accept his word? And how do I know you need to accept his word? How do I know a servant of Yah accepts the word of Yah? Well, go to the book of Proverbs, the third chapter, and we'll see. Didn't Psalms 138 say Yahweh is with those and he delights in the lowly? Yeah. Well, look what it says in Proverbs 3, verse 11. My son, despise not the chastening of Yahweh, neither be weary of his correction. For whom Yahweh loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. If Yahweh's going to delight in you, then he's going to correct you. Why? Because he loves you. He doesn't want you to be destroyed. He delights in you. Yahweh rejoices in you. And if he sees that you're going the wrong way, he's going to correct you. He's going to use his rod and his staff because he's correcting you, because he loves you, because if he don't bop you over the head, then you're going to fall off the cliff and you're going to die. And then Yah is going to be sad. He'll be distraught. He'll be upset. Wouldn't you be upset if your son died? If your daughter died and you delighted in this child? And you corrected this child and corrected this child? Yet they still went astray and he delighted in you? Well, Yahweh doesn't want that for you. What does it say in the book of Ezekiel? In the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter. In Ezekiel 18, it says, see what verse you're trying to get to? Ezekiel 18, let's start at verse 26. It says, when a righteous man turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and dieth in them, for his iniquity that he hath done, he shall die. Again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive, because he considereth and turneth away from all his transgressions that he hath committed, he shall surely live. He shall not die. Yet saith the house of Israel, the way of Yah is not equal. O house of Israel, are not my ways equal? Are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith Yahweh Elohim. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity will not be your ruin. Cast away from all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith Yahweh Elohim. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live ye. Yahweh said he do not pleasure, have any pleasure in your death, even when you done went to the wicked side. He has no pleasure in your death. He just wants you to return. That's why he corrects his children, so you can return. And if you are a servant of Yah, then you're going to walk humbly with your Elohim. And by doing so, when Yahweh corrects you, you're going to thank him. How do I know that? Look in the book of Proverbs, the 12th chapter, the first verse. It states here, verse 1, chapter 12 of Proverbs, whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. So what is correction from Yah? It's him reproving you, showing you his law. so you can do it, so you can turn from your wicked ways. Look at Proverbs, the first chapter, so you can understand what Yahweh is saying. If you love instruction, you love knowledge, but if you hate correction or reproof, then you don't have any sense. Look what it says in Proverbs, the first chapter, verse 20. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief places of the concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because you have called and have, because I have called and you have refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. You see that? When that becomes you, because you don't think the knowledge of Elohim is worth anything, because you think the knowledge of Elohim is a burden, because you believe doing the law is not what is sensible at the time, because the law is not financially or politically or socially expedient, if you don't want to keep Yah's word because you don't find the profit in it at this moment, and you have turned at his reproof, you have disregarded his counsel, you have rejected the words of the Almighty. Once you have set yourself to say, I'm done with doing that, that's not what I'm going to do. I'm not going to listen to those words. Yahweh has an ending point. He will stop fighting with you. And once he does, all you are for now is the trash heap. And what does he say will happen in verse 26? I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they had hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of Yahweh. They would none of my counsel. They despise my reproof. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. This is what happens when you accept or reject the word of Yah, and to be a servant of the Most High, you have to accept his word. You cannot reject his word. You cannot turn away at his counsel. You cannot let alone his reproof. You cannot ignore when he calls. Because if you do, then you're not his servant. What kind of a servant doesn't listen to his master? What kind of a servant doesn't listen to instruction? Look what it says in Proverbs, the 13th chapter, verse 8. It says in Proverbs, Maybe I wanted 15-8. Hold on a second. Oh, 13. Proverbs 13, verse 18. Excuse me. It says, poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. That's how you get on the path of owning the title, the honor, the privilege, the prestige of being an Elohim. Yahweh said you are Elohim, Israel. He said we are Elohim. But how do we earn that prestige? Well, it's not by being prideful. It's not by ignoring Yah's word. It's not by being a servant of lip service, but by being a servant of works. Because if you don't listen to Yah's instruction, then poverty and shame come to you. But when you regard Yah's reproof, then honor shall come to you. I got one more proverb to show you about heeding Yah's instruction. Because like I said, how will you be a servant of Yahweh if you don't follow Yahweh's instructions? And what are Yahweh's instructions? Yahweh's instructions is his word. The word of Yah are the instructions of Yah. And who did Yahweh send to teach the people his instructions? He sent his servant. In Proverbs, the 17th chapter, look what it says in verse 10. It says, a reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. Letting you know that Yahweh ain't about beating you. Yahweh is about giving you his word, because his word will correct you and come to you more and enter, become a part of you, so you take heed more times than 100 stripes. You could hit a fool, stripe him 100 times, and he's still not going to get it. Verse 11 says, an evil man seeketh only rebellion. And don't be in rebellion, because that's what evil people do. They hear the instruction of Yah, and all they want to do is find out how they don't have to do it. So anybody that wants to tell you over and over again, you don't keep the law, you don't have to keep the law, you don't have to keep the law, they're seeking rebellion. And that means they're evil. And that means they're not serving Yah. And they can't call themselves a servant of Yah if they're not going to listen to Yah. Now, what we've been talking about is Yah's servants. And Yah's servants have many responsibilities. Yah's servants have great work to do. But Yah's servants can't do nothing if Yah's servants don't listen to their master. Look at the book of Malachi. In the book of Malachi, in the first chapter, the sixth verse, it says here, a son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If I then be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith Yahweh of hosts. unto you, O priests, that despise my name, and ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? Did you hear what the mighty Elohim of Yahokov said? He said, a servant honoreth his master, fears his master. I don't know about you, but I know I want Yah to be my master over any one of these cruel overseers that we have been put under because of the dishonor to the Most High. Don't you understand that because of our dishonor to the Almighty, we have been put under cruel masters? Let me show you that, ye servants of Yah, why we have to have such oppression. In Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, we'll start reading in verse 28. It says, Yahweh shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Why? Because he said in verse 15, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim. Now, if you a servant, if you say, I'm a servant of Yah, yet you don't listen to Yah, how are you a servant of Yah? And Yahweh lets you know that you must obey his voice. And in this verse he said, if you will not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh, thy Elohim, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And one of these curses is in verse 28. Yahweh shall smite thee with madness. Instead of being the wisest, most understanding people on earth, you will be looked at as the craziest people on earth. And only a crazy man or woman will go to the Japanese restaurant on Sunday, the Chinese restaurant on Monday, the Indian restaurant on Tuesday, the Italian restaurant on Friday, the Thai restaurant on Wednesday. I'm sorry, I said Tuesday, then for Wednesday. The Thai restaurant on Thursday, the American restaurant on Friday, and then they think they're getting with their people, and they go to the Muslim restaurant on Saturday. That's what a crazy person does. Why? Why do I say a crazy person do that? Because not one day did you eat your own food. Not one day did you go to your own people and eat the food that your own people eat. And the reason is you don't know what kind of food your own people make. Why? Because you don't know who you are. Why? Because you've been cursed. If you haven't been listening to Yah, you done forgot. But Yahweh has raised up his servants to show us, hey, we eat this, we do this. But before that, you was in Kentucky's fried chicken, in Church's fried chicken, in Popeye's fried chicken. You was everywhere. You was Raising Cane's fried chicken. I never see the word chicken in the scriptures, but black people love chicken. Crazy. Blindness. Opening up the books of holiness, Yahweh's book, reading it, skipping past his word, and going right to the back of the book that tell you that you should accept evil. It literally tells you in the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter, the 39th through the 42nd verse, that you shall not reject evil. And evil is evil. That's a very wide brush. That's blindness, brothers and sisters. And astonishment of heart. Every time the moon is big and red, people are astonished. Every time the sun is get dim for a few minutes, somebody's astonished. Every time something go on, people are astonished. Because you don't have any in your true self. That's what happened to our people for rejecting the word of Yah. In verse 29 says, you shall grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in the darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall redeem you, save you. Nobody. Yahweh said, no man shall redeem you, shall save you. But the Christ of the New Testament, from the words of Paul, was supposed to redeem you from the curse of the law. Only a blind person is going to eat pig's feet and chitlins and pig brains and pork grinds after church and say they redeemed from the curse of the law. You can't be saved and redeemed and awoken to reality if you're stuffing your mouth with the brains of a pig and saying you've been redeemed and you're not oppressed and you're not spoiled. And why? Why do you have our people in this state? Because we rejected the knowledge of Elohim. Because we didn't listen. And why would Yahweh do that to us? Because we are his servant. And we must be corrected. And we must turn from our wicked ways. Because we are his people. Again, let me show you how a servant, now I showed you what a servant need to do. A servant need to listen to Yah. Because there's nothing but destruction and calamity for those that don't listen to the Most High. We've been destroyed long enough. If we're going to be Yah's servant, then we got to work for Yah. We got to put in the labor for the Most High. That's who we need to wake up and serve. You got to wake up with Yah on your mind and serve him. Work for him. How you look like being a servant of Yah and you work for somebody else? And you do more for somebody else than you do for your own master. That's not a servant of Yah. You're a servant of somebody else. A true statement in the New Testament is you cannot serve two masters, for you will love one and reject the other. Now, that's the truth. How are you going to have two masters? Yahweh said he is the only Elohim. In the book of Leviticus 25, let me show you how Yahweh expresses how explicitly he does not ever want you to think that you can have more than one master. In Leviticus, the 25th chapter, let's start reading in verse 53. It says, and as a yearly hired servant shall he be with him, and the other shall not rule with rigor over him in thy sight. Talking about a Hebrew servant, somebody that then had to go and serve another nation because maybe they fell on hard times. Let me try to start from a little earlier so you get the full understanding. In verse 47, it says, "And if a sojourner or stranger wax rich by you, and your brother that dwelleth by him wax poor," because that can happen, "and sell himself unto the stranger or sojourner by thee, or to the stock of the stranger's family." What is this letting you know? Basically, you know how you're waxing poor today, and you say, "I'm going to have to go to these strangers that I'm amongst and sell my labor to them in the form of employment applications and contracts." Yeah, this is the same difference. Verse 48, after that he is sold, he may be redeemed again. One of his brethren may redeem him. This was supposed to be how it was done in the land, but what can you do today? If you got the means, go to your brethren and say, "Man, you can come in. Man, look, I'll help you out. We could work together. We could get money together. We ain't got to work for these people like this." In verse 49, it says, "Either his uncle or his uncle's son may redeem him, or any that is nigh of kin unto him of his family may redeem him, or if he be able, he may redeem himself, and he shall reckon with him that bought him from the year that he was sold to him unto the year of Jubilee, and the price of his sale shall be according unto the number of years, according to the time of a hired servant shall it be with him. If there be many years behind, according unto him that unto them he shall give again the price of his redemption out of the money that he was brought for. And if there remain but few years unto the year of Jubilee, then he shall count with him, and according unto his years shall he give him again the price of his redemption. And as a yearly hired servant shall he be with him, and the other shall not rule with rigor over him in thy sight." Meaning, this stranger that unwaxed rich, he can't work this Hebrew with this oppressive hard work, and not even just oppressive work. He just can't work him real hard. He can't be slave driving him. He can't work him with this hard work, like he don't own the land in your sight. If you see this going down, you got to say something. Verse 54, "And if he be not redeemed in these years, then he shall go out in the year of Jubilee, both he and his children with him. For unto me the children of Israel are servants. They are my servants, who I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh, your Elohim." So the Most High is letting you know, you are his servant, no matter who you got to go work for, because you might need to get your money back. You might need to get back out of a hardship. Don't get confused. You ain't they servant. You just using that opportunity to get back up. You y'all servant. So don't think you about to work for them forever. You going to get you a job and work for them forever and retire and have them take care of you forever. No. That is not your duty. That is not your purpose. That is not what you are here to do. Look what it says in Jeremiah, the second chapter. In Jeremiah, chapter 2, in verse 14, it says, is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled? Look, you are not the stranger's lapdogs. You are not made to be a slave. Correction. This is affliction and this is punishment. But this is not your life. And once you wake up and realize that you are Yahweh's servant, it is time to change how you think. And that is why a servant must walk humbly with his Elohim. Once you wake up and realize that you are Yah's servant, you must be humble to him. And I know your former master taught you that he is the ruler of everything and the smartest of all. But you have to realize that your master taught you a lie to keep you in line. I don't care if you got 3 bachelors, 2 masters, and 5 doctor degrees from your master. You got to throw all of that away and return to this manner of thinking. Look in the book of Isaiah 28. In Isaiah, the 28th chapter, start reading at the 9th verse. It says, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Yes, talking about Yahweh. Who is Yahweh going to teach knowledge to? See, once you done woke up and realized that you're Yah's servant, you cannot bring your old master's doctrines with you. You have to take master's doctrines and put them in the garbage can and throw them away. And then you got to see what Yahweh say. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. A baby don't know anything. A baby don't have a clue. A baby is looking to their parents to show them, to guide them, to feed them, to lead them, to help them. And that is what we as servants must do. That's how you change your thinking. You look at Yahweh for everything. Verse 10 says, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Every word that Yahweh gives, we must for stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people. Which lets you know, a servant gotta listen to a man that Yahweh sent. Because Yah sends his servants to speak his word. Look how Yah's servants behave. Again, you want to be alive in the word of Yah? You want to serve Yah? You got to listen to the Most High. Look in Isaiah, the 10th chapter. This is how we got to change our thinking. A wise man told me, if you want to serve Yah with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might, you got to change your thinking. You can't think like the slave that you thought you were. You only thought you was a slave because you only knew about slavery. You didn't know about Yah. But Yahweh turned the light bulb on, and now you know you belong to the Most High. Now it's time to stop thinking like the slave, a servant of Yah. And in Isaiah 10, we'll start reading in verse 13. I think I want to start at verse 12. Wherefore it shall come to pass that when Yahweh have performed his whole work upon Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his high looks. For he saith, by the strength of my hand, I have done it. And by my wisdom, for I am prudent, and I have removed the bounds of the people and have robbed their treasures and have put down the inhabitants like a valiant man. That's what this haughty king of Assyria says. And Yahweh don't want nobody talking like this on the earth he made. So he said he got to put this man down. And my hand hath found as a nest the riches of the people, and as one gathereth eggs that are left, have I gathered all the earth. And there was none that moved the wing or opened the mouth or peeped. Shall that boast himself against him that heweth it? Or shall the saw magnify itself against him that shaketh it? As if the rod should shake itself against them that lift it up? Or as if the staff should lift up itself as if it were no wood? Therefore shall the master of hosts, send among his fat ones leanness, and under his glory he shall kindle a burning like the burning of fire. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame. And it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day, and shall consume the glory of his forest and of his fruitful field, both soul and body. And they shall be as when a standard bearer fainteth, and the rest of the trees of his forest shall be few, that a child may write them. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel shall, and such are as escaped of the house of Yaakov, shall no more again stay upon him that smote him, but they shall stay upon Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. And when you wake up to the fact that you Yah serving, it's time to stop leaning on those that smite you. Again, Yahweh said, he has showed you, O man, what is good and what he hath required of thee, but to do justly, to love and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Elohim. And how are you going to do justly? How do you love mercy? And how Can you serve Yah and not walk humbly with your Elohim and look to him for everything? In the book of Isaiah 55, it says in verse 1, "Ho, every one of them that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness." Y'all said, you going and working, but you're not getting satisfied. How do you believe you can be a servant to Yah and you working for someone else and you're not satisfied? Well, then you're not working for the Most High. It's one thing to go and work and get that money and get what you got to get and know that you are Yah's servant and that you ain't going to let the stranger, the evil ones, or the heathens, or the other nations to work you over and you don't have no more for your Elohim. No, Yahweh said you are his servants. He brought Israel out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other power before Yahweh, beside Yahweh, but Yahweh, your Elohim. There is no other Elohim. The people you work for are not your power. They're not your master. They are not your provider. Yahweh is. Yahweh is your master. Yahweh is your maker. Yahweh is your power. Yahweh is your life. And lean on Yah, and he will satisfy you. Look what he says in verse 3. "Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David." And what is the sure mercies of David? That he shall not lack a man to sit on his throne. That he shall always have a light in Jerusalem. That he will always be remembered by Yah. And he will correct him if he turn, but he will not destroy him. And he has extended this covenant of mercy unto the children of Israel as long as you listen to him and serve the mighty Yah. He said, "Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew you not shall run unto you because of Yahweh your Elohim, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye Yahweh while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Yahweh, and he will have mercy upon him and to our Elohim, for he will abundantly pardon." Don't you understand that Yahweh so ever loved Israel that he gave him the covenant of David? Not God so ever loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe on his name shall be saved. That's not what Yahweh said. That's not what Yahweh wants you to do. Yahweh doesn't want you to make salat and pray five times a day and confess your will and your honor and your submissiveness to the deity of a moon and a star and a black rock that they circle around and throw little black stones at. Yahweh wants you to listen to him. He wants you to incline your ear to him and stop being wicked. He wants us to stop with our unrighteous thoughts and go to the righteous ways, which are his ways. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Yah. That's why we have to change how we think. We have to stop thinking the way we was trained as a slave, the way they beat into us, the way they shot bullets into our fathers and our brothers and our people to get us in the place they want us. They shoot our people. They hang our people. They slay our people. They jail our people. They abuse our people. They drug our people. They experiment on our people. They do everything to us so we could think that we have no power against them. But we have a power against them. We have the only power, the greatest power, and the highest power. And that is the power, Yahweh. And we have to the righteousness that he gave us. And this is who you're going to learn it from. Go to Isaiah 42. And we'll start reading at verse 1. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Whose law? Yah's servant. Who's going to set judgment in the earth? Yah's servant. Who's the isles going to wait for? Yah's servant. Who's going to bring forth judgment to truth? Yah's servant. Who are we to learn this from? Yah's servant. Verse 5. Thus saith Elohim, Yahweh, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, Yahweh, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light to the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes. Who's opening the blind eyes? Yah's servant, to bring out the prisoners from prison. Who's doing that? Yah's servant, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison. I am Yahweh. That is my name. And my glory will I not give to another. I'm not going to give my glory to someone else so my servant could glorify someone else, so my servant can praise someone else. How Yahweh look giving his glory to somebody else and all that he's done for his servant. Now his servant is calling on somebody else's name. Now his servant is praising somebody else. Yahweh did not give his glory to another, neither his praise to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things do I declare before they spring forth. I tell you of them. Who is he going to tell? His servant. Sing unto Yah a new song. Who he want to sing a new song? His servant. And his praise from the end of the earth. Who do he want to have his praise to the end of the earth? His servant. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof, let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice. The villages that Kedar doth inhabit, let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto Yah and declare his praise in the islands. Who? His servants. Yahweh shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now I will cry like a traveling woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. I will make the rivers islands and will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in the paths that they have not known, and I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. And who is he using to do all these? His servant. Then shall they be turned back. They shall greatly be ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to molten images, ye are Elohim. Hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that she may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as Yahweh's servant? Seeing many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. And who is he using to do this? His servant. So brothers and sisters in nations, Yah's servant will bring forth Yah's word. And if we are to be Yah's servant, we must hearken to his words, listen to what he has told us to do, forsake our wicked ways and our unrighteous thoughts, and walk humbly with our Elohim, because Yahweh's servant is humble, and he dwells with the humble, and he delights in the lowly. And how can you serve Yah and not listen to your master? Yah's servants follow the word of Yahweh and no one else. Hallelujah. And until next time, which will be tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the House of Israel. Shalom.
To you, my Yah, do I lift up my soul? And trust in you, we always.